Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
When I decided I was done practicing law, because I actually felt limited by it. I felt very limited by practicing law. I wanted to help my clients in more ways. And my business was growing faster than some of my clients, my law practice clients. And they'd be like, how are you getting all these clients? How are you making this money? And I'm like, let me tell you. And then another friend pulled me aside. Shout out to our friends who check us. She was like, listen, you need to be charging for all that free business advice you've given. They paying for contracts, okay? They ain't paying for all that business advice. And so I started doing that. And that's how I got into coaching. And then I used that same thing to build Hello 7. I just built what I wanted to see and, you know, use my authentic self, right, as the brand, right? That is the brand, you, right? You, your vibe. And I think we need to do something extra or we need to be something else. No, no. Your uniqueness is actually what attracts people to you. That's what makes the brand, you know, interesting and lasting. If you try to be somebody else, it's going to be whack, right? If you be the best version of yourself, there's only one of you, right? Only I can do Rachel Rogers, right, to the best of my ability. And so the more I do that and the more I bring that to what I do, the more people are attracted. So to me, like, the special sauce is literally you, your personality. I think our actual personalities are the basis of our brands.
I wanted to say something about that because that's extremely important.
Yes.
Really get comfortable with yourself and embrace yourself, because a lot of times when people are looking for marketing campaigns, they're trying to become something else.
Yes.
And they're looking to mimic somebody else's success.
Exactly.
The problem with that is that you're always going to be following somebody else.
Yes.
And
somebody else is always going to be doing it better, right?
Yeah. And it's never going to come off as, because I used to be a financial advisor.
Yes.
So, you know, starting as a financial advisor, I was the only Black person in the whole entire office.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a New York accent and I listen to rap music and you kind of feel a little intimidated.
Yes.
But then you realize that there's a lot of people who could relate to me.
Yes.
That can't relate to the other guys.
Exactly.
So now that So what you once look at as a handicap is actually a superpower.
Exactly right.
So you really have to embrace that. And that's what we have done with Earn Your Leisure. Like, you know, we kind of embrace who we are. And that has opened the door to millions of people worldwide that was left out of the conversation.
Exactly right.
But if we were running from that and we tried to just fit in the mold of what CNBC would look like.
Exactly.
We would have never been able to be as successful as we are now.
Exactly. Like, y'all have created a movement, right? And it all starts with, what do we want?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are so, like, everybody here is somebody who is from a historically, systemically excluded community. And so that is actually an advantage to us because we are unrepresented in a lot of ways in so many spaces, like in financial literacy, mm-hmm. right? And so if we just bring our sauce and how we do our thing to that, whatever that expertise is, this is why you have an explosion with Earn Your Leisure, right?
And we've seen it. I mean, we've seen it obviously in hip hop as an export, but now
yes.
what we're doing is having education and financial literacy be the greatest export that we can have.
Yes.
I want to go back for a second. And you touched on it really briefly, but it's vitally important because you said, before you made that change from practicing law, you had the conversation with your husband.
Yes.
Any married entrepreneurs in here? Check y'all out, okay. Right at home. But talk about that because, I mean, those type of conversations can't always be easy, right?
If, yes.
if your partner's not supportive, if they're not aligned with the vision that you have, talk about that. How did that go and, you know, how supportive and how aligned was it? Or did you have to do some convincing?
Yes. No, he was very supportive from day one. And also he's an entrepreneur as well. So he was like, okay, you don't want to get a job. Cool. You spent all this money on school. I literally funded our lives while you were in school. I got to give up my Range Rover. Okay, I'm going to give up my Range Rover. Now I'm driving a Nissan Altima. I'm going backwards, not forwards. What is this? And this man loves cars, okay?
He just had a flashback.
He just had a flashback, literally. He's going to have nightmares tonight of driving that Nissan Altima with 100,000 miles on it, okay? He was like, I'm pushing this, okay, because we got a dream. So he was supportive for a while.
Can we clap it up for him?
Yes. Definitely.
He had the I Have a Dream bumper sticker.
That's right. And let me tell you something. None of this would be happening if it weren't for that man right there, okay? So he was very supportive and he was like, okay, let's do it. And also too, I think your partner responds to your energy. When you're showing up with I'm taking this seriously. I'm making it happen. I understand that we got bills to pay. Right. And I'm not afraid to go ask for the sale and be and follow up with the client, be like, yes, you need to pay this invoice. No, you cannot have an extension. Right. Because he was staying home with our kids because as soon as I started a business, literally 6 months into it, I was pregnant with my daughter. And then I got pregnant again immediately. I remember when I announced that my son Jackson, I was pregnant with my son and they were like, again, already? What is you doing? You know, I'm like not family planning, obviously. And so we decided he was going to stay home with the kids and that I would just keep building this business. But after a while, he was like, I'm not liking this. I feel like I don't know what money's coming in. I don't know when I'm going to be able to pay these bills. I'm feeling very stressed. You got all these employees. They get paid first. We get paid last. And there's not that much left over. And so after a while, he was like, yeah, no, I'm not feeling this. You might need to go get a job or something. I was supportive for a while, but you're going to have to turn it up a notch or we got to figure something out, you know? And because the whole time, too, he'd be like, I'm going to get a job. And I'd talk him out of it. I'm like, no, I'm right there. I'm on the cusp. It's coming. How many times did I say that to you? And then it was like a year later, we still on that cusp. Where we gonna tip over? Because this is taking a minute, okay? Seriously, so yes, he definitely had moments where he started to have doubts. And here's the thing that the advice that I have for couples and for people in relationships where they have a vision for something and sometimes your partner doesn't see it. One, you need to be serious, like take it seriously. They need to see you putting in work, taking it seriously, because that's what helps them to trust and believe. They don't have the same vision. They can't see what you see. They're betting on you, right? And your choices absolutely affect every aspect of their life, including what car they get to drive, right? And whether their bills are paid on time. Like, we had times where we paid the whole team, and then we'd have to go under the, there was a desk in our kitchen. We get that big 5-gallon bottle that you put your coins in all the time. Take that thing, that to Coinstar at the grocery store, turn it over. And that's how we bought groceries for our family that week, because we pay everybody and not ourselves. Okay. And listen, shout out to this one, because my sister always has a savings account. And I'd be like, that was my personal line of credit. I'd be like, Angela, I'm about to miss payroll again. And she'd be like, okay. I'm like, I'll pay you back in 3 weeks. She's like, okay, again. And she would let me borrow money. I make payroll. Then I got to make it back. Then I got to pay her back. So now I'm still not getting paid. So these people don't tell these stories. This is what I'm talking about when I say you have to be relentless. And you also, like, convincing your partner, that's part of the journey. And also, too, sometimes they're not going to be convinced. So you just believe for the both of you. That's what you have to do. Believe and take action for the both of you. Like, I always talk to my partner. I'm always, you know, letting him know what we're doing and how I'm trying to make things happen. And I don't ask for permission. I just go and do it. I just believe for both of us. Sometimes I see the vision and he don't, and I gotta believe for the both of us. Sometimes that's what you have to do when you're in a partnership.
I'm gonna try that when I get home. Hey, I believe for both of us. I heard Rachel say.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.